we're not sure who the second feature is about. He publishes poems under the name of Ron Nevitt, but that's clearly a pseudonym. He's just published a book of Norwich sonnets, and Robin Quine will read about the author and then read one of his sonnets on the subject of thorns, Norwich's wonderful hardware store.
They are poems of just 14 lines, but each one tells a story, one which captures our emotions in many different ways. Ron Nevitt is a talented wordsmith, whoever he is. A new book, Norwich Sonnets and Other Poems, takes us through the years looking at the life and times of the city and the people in rare and captivating ways. Ron's poetry first came to the attention of the public when it started to appear in the Poet's Corner column in the Norwich Evening News back in 2019. In his introduction to the book, Cameron Self says Ron's work stood out from the crowd, characterised as it was in a wistful humour, exuberant rhymes and an undistinguished love for his home city. It wasn't long before his well-crafted poems came to the attention of Jeremy Noel Todd at the University of East Anglia, who immediately recognised a burgeoning talent and offered his editing skills to help to produce a debut pamphlet entitled Market Lunch, explains Cameron. In Norwich Sonnets, a new tone emerges in Ron's work. It is deeper and more lyrical than Market Lunch. In these poems, he is concerned with the city's ghosts, from the dead of the Thought Railway disaster to fellow authors such as W.G. Sebald and Thomas Brown. So, who is he? Well, despite Ron's growing popularity, he has remained an enigmatic figure. Well, the personal dedications attached to the new poem suggests a sociable character. Cameron or Jeremy say they have not met him yet. Also included in this book are other poems and the details of the events which inspired them. It is a memorable read. Thank you, Ron. Norwich Sonnets and Other Poems by Ron Nevitt is published by Waterland Books of Norwich, www.waterlandbooks.co.uk, at £7.99, and is also available at Norwich Book Hive, Waterstones and the Holt Bookshop. On Thorns for My Wife. The Rose of Cities had to have its thorns. One red Aladdin's cave down Lobster Lane, whose doors have shone in 60,000 dawns to shine the dark from every bolt and chain. For all your light, descend into the depths where bulbs cast out the ghosts of gas and candles. For tools, stand at the till there, up the steps, where Ronnie Barker's asking for fork handles, paint, picture books, and Pyrex jugs complete this mangled seedbed sown with Norwich homes. From letterbox to litter bin, a sweet confusion of magnolias and chromes, where everything we mean by you and I is the infinity of DIY.
Thank you, Robin.